Yay. All right, ladies, let's go ahead and get started. I will start by asking each of you to mute your microphones just so that there's no background noise. And then as we do kind of popcorn style shares or roundtable shares, we can go ahead and unmute. And I'm going to be going in the order that I see you on my screen. So I'll just kind of call your name. If you're willing to share, if you're willing to jump in and answer the prompt or the question that I have, feel free. If you're not comfortable doing that, no obligation at all. I know that there are a few of you on the call tonight that are just listening in to kind of get a feel for things and get comfortable. So this is a completely safe space. And I mentioned that on the first call. For those of you who had a chance to listen to that, you'll hear how important that is to me. But for those of you who weren't there on the first call, I'm just going to kind of briefly reiterate how important it is to me that this space is somewhere where we can feel really comfortable, feel really vulnerable, wear our pajamas, eat our dinners, share our vulnerabilities and our secrets, and also receive support from the other women in the group. So I'm really excited about bringing this together in a really safe and vulnerable and comfortable way. But again, do what feels safe for you. By no means is this supposed to be like a place that's scary or like intimidating at all. So it's totally fine. Whatever your comfort level is, just go ahead and join in at that level. So let's see here. I've got quite a bit that I'm excited to cover tonight. First of all, I would love to start out with an introduction. So just a brief share of who we are, where we're at in the world right now, and then also something that we're grateful for. Because there are lots of us on the call tonight, which I'm so elated about, and thank you all for being here and making the time. I want to try to keep our shares to about a minute or so, because there's about six different call shares that I'd love to do today. So let's just be mindful of that. Brief but potent. Let's have that as our theme. So I'll go ahead and start. Obviously, my name is Fawn Miller, and I'm delighted to have you all here. Thanks for joining. I am presently in San Francisco, California. As many of you know, I am a digital nomad, which I'm really, really thrilled about. I've been working really hard for the last 5 years to create my life and kind of set my life up in a way where I can travel the world and be wherever I want to be and serve you and the rest of the world really powerfully. So right now I'm in San Francisco. I'm not even joking right now. I'm staying in a castle, which probably sounds going crazy, and it is. But I went on Airbnb and there was a castle with this amazing view. I wish I could show you. It's kind of dark outside. So that's where I'm at. And I'm grateful for all of you being here on the call. I really can't tell you how much this means to me to have you all here. So that's my share. And so name, location, and something you're grateful for. And we'll go ahead, and it looks like Murray is first in rotation here. Would you be willing to share name, location, and gratitude? And just make sure to unmute your mics, ladies, when you do share, and then remute when you're finished.
Okay, can you
All
hear me
right.
okay?
Sure can. Awesome.
All right, my name is Marae, and location is home, Rancho Cucamonga, Southern California. And I am grateful, looking forward to my trip tomorrow. I'm leaving bright and early to the
Yay.
trip up to Seattle, Vancouver, Canada, doing the whole travel bit thing. So I'm looking forward to doing that very early tomorrow. But I'm excited to be with you guys tonight. Thanks.
Yay, awesome. Thanks for that share. I'm so excited for you to take your trip. I know that's something you've been looking forward to for a while. So excellent. All right. Lauren, would you be willing to share, well, your name and your location and a gratitude?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Sure can. Thanks for checking.
Hello.
Yay.
I'm from Mountain View, California. And I am grateful for the birthday dinner I'm about to devour
Yay. Happy
tonight.
birthday.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, happy birthday. Everybody give Lauren a happy birthday wave. You can't see us, but we're happy birthdaying you. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Lauren. Let's see here. Next is another phone call in. I think this is you, Carla, 6133.
Yes.
Yay. Hi.
Hi. My name's Carla, and I live in Sandpoint, Idaho. And I'm really grateful to be part of this group and on this call and part of this whole program we're venturing on. Yeah.
Awesome.
Beautiful. I'm so, so grateful for it.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I'm so thrilled that you're a part of the tribe. I'm really fired up.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. So let's move on to Patricia.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm Patricia. Excuse me. I'm a little sick. I am located in Chicago, Illinois. And right now, I am grateful for my cats who are making guest appearances. They're very excited about their first group coaching call as well. They will be doing that a lot. So I'm sorry if it's distracting to anyone. I can definitely turn off the video, but I'm
just it's welcome.
I'm very grateful to be here.
Cats are allowed.
Excellent.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you for that. Okay. And there is Nicole. Would you be willing to go next?
Hey, sure. Hey, everybody. My name's Nicole. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. And I am grateful for new opportunities at work that better align to my strengths. Today was a good day.
Yes. Yay. I'm so happy to hear that. Whew. Yeah, good stuff. All right. And oh, Sylvia's here too. All right. Sylvia, good to see you again, my dear. So we're doing the introduction similar to last time, name, location, and then something that you're grateful for.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. Hi, everyone. I'm Sylvia. I'm located in Salt Lake City. And today I'm grateful for the nice fall weather we've been having.
Nice. Yeah. I love the seasonal transitions and Awesome. All right. And we've got Miss Lisa. Thanks for being with us again today. It means the world to me.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'm here from Sandpoint, Idaho also. And today I'm super grateful for receiving my first pieces of a clothing collection that I'm designing. I got my first pieces in the mail today to check them out and get my hands on them.
Yay.
So that's definitely momentum that I've been working on creating and really happy about.
Yay. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is awesome. Woo. All right. And then we've got Paula's here too. Oh my goodness. This is so exciting. Paula, would you be willing to go next? I don't know. I think you're calling in maybe.
Sure. Yeah, I'm calling in.
Great.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah. So name, location where you're at right now, and then something you're grateful for.
My name is Paula and I'm in Los Angeles, California. And I'm grateful that my new lamp arrived today.
Yay. Yeah.
But I haven't put it together yet. So I'm sitting in the dark.
Oh, is that why you're in the dark?
Yes. But it's peaceful, so it's okay.
All right, a little zen, right?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. And I think we have someone calling in from a Samsung phone. It doesn't tell me the phone number, but if I haven't called your name yet, that is probably you. Anybody on a Samsung phone? It just muted. I'll unmute you. Okay. If you do want to
hello.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
So the moment I wanted to unmute myself, I pressed
Karen!
The wrong button. Sorry about that.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi. So happy to have you.
I'm very happy to be here and join your call tonight. So my name is Karen, for those of you that hasn't met me. And then I am also located in Chicago, same as Patricia. And what's scary is I'm also having a slight cold and I have a similar looking cat, which is funny. So tonight I am grateful for many things. As mentioned, I'm grateful to be part of this call. And it's getting chilly outside, so I'm just very grateful to be able to get warm, eat warm food, dress warm, and have everything we need to protect us from the cold. And then I'm also grateful because I just got my first pre-approval for a multifamily building in Chicago. So very excited about that.
Excellent. Yay. So much to be excited for. That's terrific. Congrats on that. Wow.
Thank you.
Yay. All right. Let me just make sure I checked in with everybody. Okay, great. Thank you all so much for introducing yourselves and for being here. I'm, of course, very, very thrilled. And I'm just going to go ahead and get started. I have set aside an hour and a half for this, so we will be wrapping up around 8 o'clock Pacific time. So adjust that for wherever you're at in your time zone. I know there's a couple of you that needed to hop off early, or I think we're going to have a girl joining in 15 minutes or so too. So there might be a little bit of a stagger with someone hopping on or a couple of people hopping off. Totally okay. If that is the case for any of you in the future, totally okay. Don't let that be the reason that you don't join. We'd rather have you here for as long as we can than not have you at all. So, let's see here. So I'm going to go ahead and just once again, plant the foundation that this is a safe space. We're here to have fun. We're here to connect. We're here to learn. We're here to support each other. We're here to achieve those big dreams and get clear about the desires that we want in our life and do it as a tribe. I'm guessing that a lot of you or most of you know that we're social creatures as humans. It's really, really important to us to be a part of the village. That's how we survived evolutionarily. And that's how we thrive, even though we don't have to necessarily like hunt and gather and forage anymore and save each other from tigers. We still need that support and that love and that that feedback and the experience of being in group together. So that's why I created this. I've been a part of a lot of different masterminds and groups that have been led by other people. I've led a couple of masterminds myself or co-led them. And the value of being in group is just, I don't know, it's unspeakable. It's really incredible. So I'm really excited to create this space where it's not just us as individuals. We get to come together and become something bigger than all of us as individuals combined could ever be. So in psychology, that's called gestalt. So I'm looking forward to this. And so we're going to have fun. It's going to be safe. We're going to learn. We're going to grow. As most of you know, vulnerability is a doorway to personal development. So that means that we're going to, well, I will commit to, and I invite you to commit to sharing things or accessing places in ourselves that maybe feel a little bit scary or feel a little bit unknown, or maybe we have some shame around it. Maybe we have some embarrassment, but to bring that to the table is one of the most powerful ways for us to face our fears and step through and into and beyond what has been holding us back for so long and actually really become the people we want to be. So I encourage you all, I invite you all to really reach in there and trust that this is a safe space. And it may take a few times or a few calls, but I'm going to be here to hold the line and be your leader and your mentor in getting really vulnerable. And I'll be sharing some stuff that's very vulnerable, certainly, which as those of you who are my one-on-one clients know, I'm an open book. I'm not here to pretend like I'm something that I'm not. I'm here to learn and grow with you and share everything that I know and be a source of support and guidance and knowledge, but also to be there as your cohort in growing through life. So a little bit of a caveat there, but important to say. So first of all, let's start out with a little bit of a recap of the first call. I know that many of you were not able to be there, but a lot of you have listened in on that call to the recording. So I would love to know if there are any questions from last call, if there are any, I don't know, like things, challenges that came up or insights or thoughts or emotions that came up around what we discussed. And I'm just going to kind of open the floor right now to a popcorn style share. So if you would like to share anything that you learned or reflected on or that resonated with you or maybe even changed your life, let's go ahead and do a share around that. Go ahead and raise your hand if you're on video. And if you're on the phone, press *9. And that's basically the phone's way of raising its hand. So let's see here. Any shares? Okay, I'm not seeing any volunteers yet. All right. Well, I'll share something real quick. So I shared last time about stimulus and response and awareness and how important awareness is, how it's the foundation piece to personal development, and how when we're kind of sleepwalking through our lives or robotically going through our lives, then we're not at choice, right? That's very disempowering if we're just at the whim of the world or we're just reacting to the world around us. So stimulus response is a very quick, you know, order of operations that happens. And I talked at length about that on the last call. But that I've been putting that to the test since that conversation or since the share with you all. And I've had a few different scenarios that have happened as I've been traveling, because as many of you know, travel is very predictable, but it's very unpredictable. So there have been a few opportunities where my plans changed last minute, or something changed that was out of my control, or I book a hotel room for the wrong night or something. So I've had these opportunities to, my default would be to react, or my default would be to be like, oh man, like that totally sucks and I messed up or whatever, or how dare that person, you know, or whatever. And I caught myself. It was so cool. I was able to be like, whoa, okay, like here's the stimulus, but how can I be empowered about this? What else is possible? How else could I view this situation? And it was kind of like in the Matrix where Neo like rises up and he's like kind of looking down on things below him. And I was able to look at the situation and see all of these different possibilities and things that I could make of the situation. So that's been on top of mind for me a lot lately since we kind of shared that. So that's an example. I don't know, would anybody else like to share something around anything about the last call, awareness or desire or fun, any of that? Okay, going once.
I'll share something.
All right, who's the Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, thank you.
Yeah, so working with the awareness piece, I, out of the heavens, fell a suggestion from a friend to check out a Buddhist teacher named Tara Brach. And are you familiar with her?
She's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. So the one of the first talks I listened to was on responding rather than reacting. And of course, as I was listening to it, I was thinking, wow, this is right along the lines of us talking about awareness in our Life on Purpose group call. And thankfully so, after what we talked about and then what I listened to in Tara's talk, and these are all free talks by her, by the way, on the internet, it just really helped me. I've been able to take that pause as far as awareness in being in a difficult time right now and not letting my thoughts run away with me. And also just pausing with my daughter and bringing more awareness. It's kind of downloading quickly for me. So our talking about it here and then this backup of listening to these talks has been really helpful.
Wow. So you're experiencing the real life.
Yeah, kind of getting off of the fast horse.
Loosening the reins, right?
Fast horse of reaction and taking that pause has been really, really helpful.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm really, really happy to hear that. And thank you for bringing Tara Brach to the group. She's phenomenal. If any of you are interested in meditation, which I highly recommend, we all integrate that into our daily practice. If only 5 minutes, the benefits are scientifically, spiritually, medically proven. It's there. But so she does a really great job of describing what meditation is and what it isn't. And it's kind of like meditation 101 for a lot of us. I think we, you know, we're like, I'm not supposed to think while I meditate, and that's not the point at all. So check her out, Tara Brach Meditation YouTube videos. Thank you for that, Lisa. Yeah, she's a great resource.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Go ahead and mute yourself just to reduce background noise. Awesome. All right. Any other shares? Sylvia, you were here on the last call.
I do have a quick question if I could.
Sure. Yeah, bring it on.
It's about the stimulus and reaction. So that was a big takeaway for me too.
Uh-huh.
And it definitely helped me, and I was trying to be aware of that and everything. Although it was easier with people that I didn't know, a little bit harder with people that I react on, you know, more of a regular basis. So, you know, do you have any tips or how, you know, how do you deal with things differently with people? You know, if someone does something upsetting that you don't know who they are, you know, it's kind of easier to get through than, you know, someone you interact on a daily basis. So
yeah,
anything with that would be helpful.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So do you find yourself having kind of the same reactions to the people that are close to you? Like it's already kind of like you're already primed for it?
Sometimes, I guess it depends on the person. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. So there's a few things that go on there. In one of the personal development like trainings out there, Landmark, which I haven't taken, but I have a lot of friends who have, so I get a lot of info from it about it. So they call it an already listening. When we get triggered by people that we already know, or family members or friends or whatever, we already have this, we kind of come into situations with a story already. Like, you know, like Frank always reacts like this, or of course she's going to bite my head off when I do this thing, right? So we come into it with this already listening, which kind of, it does a couple of things. It disables the other person from being authentically who they are through the lens of us, because we're already coloring them before we even really get to experience what they're doing. And it closes us off from having a totally open-minded experience of them. So we're kind of, how do I say, like judge, jury, executioner before they even have a chance to, like, you know, be on trial. So one of the things that's helpful for me in that is to really catch myself when I'm making assumptions about other people, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. Really, even if this person pushes my buttons, you know, I think we probably all have people in our lives that push our buttons pretty hard, or frequently. And sometimes those people even know it and they do it on purpose, which is even more frustrating. But if I have somebody in my life that pushes my buttons, or I find myself kind of going off leash with them in a way that I don't do to other people, I'll check in with myself and I will ask myself, you know, what assumptions might I be making here? Do I have an already listening? Am I actually giving them the opportunity to be authentically who they are? And then sometimes I'll check in with, okay, my emotions, right? So if I'm feeling frustrated, I'm just going to use that as an example. If this person is doing something and I am frustrated by it, what is the need underneath the frustration for me? Maybe I need them to quiet down. Maybe I need them to... Maybe I need to walk away. Maybe I need to be heard or loved or supported. So checking in with what the emotion is and then checking in with the need is better informs me as to my inner world. And then there are some tools to be able to communicate that with that person. I mean, on the most basic level, just saying like, I'm feeling really frustrated by you because I need some peace and quiet. You know, would you be willing to walk away or like go watch TV or something. So these are things just kind of in that moment of like stimulus response that can help to deepen the personal understanding of what's going on, and then and create more objective awareness in the moment so that we're not repeating those kind of emotional reactions. Is that helpful? Does that kind of speak to what you were curious about?
Yeah, that is helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was really, really great question. And we'll be going into that a lot more on the module about relationships, like relationships with others. That's definitely some material we'll be covering. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Thank you. All right. Any other questions about the first call or stimulus response or desire or fun before I move along. Okay. Okay, so let's see here. I also want to offer up the hot seat to anybody today. I think I'll set aside time for one hot seat if somebody wants to get 10 or 12 or maybe 15 minutes of laser coaching around something that's really up for them. I'm really excited to do that. Hot seat, growth seat. I know a lot of people don't like the term hot seat because it's like, I feel like I'm in the spotlight. So growth seat also is a term. So if at any point somebody would like coaching around anything we're talking about, just go ahead and raise your hand and let me know and we can launch into that. Okay, so moving along here. So today we're going to be covering the materials in the welcome module of the online course. So hopefully all of you have had a chance to take a look at that. I know that a lot of you who are my one-on-one clients, this will be kind of overlap to the welcome packet and some of the things that we do at the beginning of our personal coaching journey together. So the welcome module, I'm gonna review. It sets the stage and plants the foundation for like why this course, why I made it, what to expect, what's important, best practices for moving forward and moving through this course together. So I'm going to share some of that. I'm going to pause between each theme and take any questions and also do some shares around some fun things that we can set intention around as individuals and as a group. So does anybody have any questions at this point before I kind of shift gears into the welcome module? Checking in. Okay. Awesome. Oh, it's so amazing to see all these faces. All right. So first thing I want to say is please celebrate yourselves for being a part of this program and for being a one-on-one client of mine or a member of the program or both. Celebrate yourselves. You've done something that most people are too afraid to do, which is to seek expert support and guidance to live a kick-ass life. And that's not easy. It takes a lot of courage. It's easier for some than others, but nonetheless, you did it. You took the action. You took the step forward to actually improve your lives and to really do that process of self-discovery that feels mortifyingly scary sometimes. So to do that is major. And those of you who have been working with me for a while will know that I'm a huge proponent of celebrating yourself and celebrating wins and having fun. So I invite all of you at some point this week to do something to celebrate yourself and be like, yeah, like I did invest in myself. That was a really great choice. I'm really happy and proud of myself. So wanted to start out with that. Please celebrate yourselves. Which is a perfect segue into the first thing that I really talk about in the welcome module is the priority that I place and the emphasis that I place on fun and feeling good and feeling into our desires and feeling into pleasure. Oh, I see a hand raised. Let's see. We've got Lauren. Lauren, I see you have a hand raised. Sorry. I'm going to pause, ladies, because I didn't notice that Lauren was there. Hi. Did you have a question, Lauren?
Yes. No, I just had to let you know that I just got to the restaurant, so I actually have to
thank you
right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting us know. Happy birthday. Have an amazing, amazing dinner.
Thank you so much. Sorry. Yeah. It was nice meeting all of you and I will connect soon.
Yay. All right. Thanks for that. Bye, sweetie. Okay. So fun, feeling good, pleasure. I spoke about this on the last call, so I don't want to be redundant. If you guys want to recap on that, please listen to call number one. But in its essence, and just to kind of distill it down, fun and feeling good and pleasure are psychologically, emotionally, spiritually the best ways to live. And by best, I mean happier, healthier, more enlivened, more purpose-driven, more excited about life. And I'm willing to bet that most of us don't want to live life kind of dragging our feet and feeling heavy and feeling like we're obligated or shoulding our way through our existence. So feeling good, feeling pleasure, having fun, all of these things are going to be themes throughout this journey. In module two, we'll talk more about Authentic Happiness, based on the work of Martin Seligman and Mike Csikszentmihalyi. They are the fathers of positive psychology. So how to not only like have fun and feel good with the pleasures, but also how to live an authentically happy life, which means that we're feeling in flow. We're feeling like we're actually living our purpose and living our strengths. So we'll get to that in a few weeks on the calls. But so what I'm inviting all of you to do, even if you feel some resistance around this, or even if it feels kind of silly, it's not. Please make a commitment to yourself to feel good and to be happy. It's not until we make a commitment to something that we actually will do whatever it takes to do the thing. I'm guessing a lot of you already know that, but until, for example, until we commit to our partner, you know, we might openly date other people, or we might, I don't know, have a different experience in the relationship. So it's when we, or until we commit to our vegetarian diet, or until we commit to taking this trip to Hawaii, until we actually commit to doing it, it's up here. It's all up here in the imagination etherland, which is great. That's where all these things are born. But commitment is an action piece. So until we're committed to having fun and feeling good and being happy, it becomes optional. So in the moment where we have the opportunity to be frustrated and pissed off, or the moment where we have the opportunity to be like, how could I actually have fun with this? Or how could I have pleasure with this scenario? How could I be empowered and feel good? Until we commit to feeling good, we're probably just going to default to feeling like a victim or feeling crappy, because that's the way that we've always done it, because that's the way society has conditioned us. So I invite all of you to commit at whatever level feels true and you know, in integrity for you, to commit to feeling good and being happy for your sake, for your life's sake, for the people in your life, for the impact that you're going to make on the world. All of that is affected from your commitments to yourself and the intentions that you set. So one of the ways, is this making sense so far? Getting some head nods. Awesome. Cool. All right. So one way to start tapping into that feeling happy and feeling happy, having fun, feeling pleasure, et cetera. Because a lot of people I talk to, clients, friends, they're like, I don't even know what that looks like. Like, I've literally been doing everything for everybody else in my life for so long, whether it's my spouse or my kids or my parents or my school or my job. I've literally been sacrificing myself for so long that I don't even know what I like here. I don't even know how to have fun anymore. Like, what the heck is fun? So, and that's okay, right? At least you're waking up, at least we're at square one here. So one of the most aware ways to start to tune into what our intuition is and what our happy meters are is to just bring that awareness into when you are feeling good, to say, huh, I'm feeling really good right now, or I'm really enjoying this, or this pizza is terrific, or that person's hat is really cool. Whatever it is that we experience every day, if we can open up that awareness and wake up to what makes us feel good, we'll know what it feels like more, and we'll start to strengthen those neurotransmitters in our brains, those feel-good neurotransmitters, so that they know to start looking for things that feel good. They feel stronger in the moments where we have a choice between feeling like crap and feeling good. They'll be like, I know how to feel good. So just that basic awareness of checking in and saying, you know, what felt good for me today, or it, you know, this feels really good right now. And I want to make a mention, or you know, kind of speak to something that can happen in that process for many of us. It's what Gay Hendricks calls upper limiting, and he talks about this in his book The Big Leap, which I mentioned on the last call. So basically what upper limiting is when we are feeling good, or maybe we're even feeling good about ourselves or something we did, like heaven forbid, right? And then all of a sudden there's that voice or that like thing that happens where we're like, oh, but wait, like I'm not allowed to feel good, or I could have done it better, or how dare I feel so good right now when there's people starving in, you know, the world, or we feel good and we're like, woo, and then we just hit our heads on the ceiling and we bonk ourselves back down to this like place of feeling crappy again, or less good than we did. So that's called upper limiting. I'll refer to it as that throughout our journey. And the good news is that we don't have to do that. It's a very human thing to do, to normalize ourselves. And basically what's going on there is our ego is shoulding on us and shaming us for feeling good. So there's been so much messaging from the outside world and from our religions, oftentimes from our families, our schools, our friends, where it's like, oh, like, look at that person. They're so happy, or look how successful they are, how good they're doing. And like, that's bad, right? Or there's some kind of negative opinion or story around that, are like, oh my gosh, look how fit she got, or whatever it is. When someone's doing well, there's this messaging that it's like, it's not okay. That person's like high up on their pedestal and there's something selfish about that and wrong. And that's simply not the truth. When we thrive, everybody else around us thrives. So this isn't about parading around and being like, look how amazing, you know, and being like egomaniacal. It's about feeling good from the inside out and giving ourselves permission to feel good, because that is literally where our optimal state of existence is. And the research supports this once again. So if you can catch yourself in the moment where you're feeling really good, and then also notice and be aware of if you're upper limiting yourself at all, like, man, I was just feeling really good and now I'm feeling like crap. Like, what was that all about? You know, what did I just do to myself there? And realize that that upper limit, that's all it is. It's just a conditioning. It's a shame conditioning that society has like literally like viced us into, but we can let go of it. And the more we bloom, the better we thrive, the more we really live into our joy and our purpose and our love for ourselves, the more we're going to be able to make a positive impact in the world, the more we're going to be leaders in our own lives, and the more we're going to be able to affect the people around us and inspire them to do the same thing. So that is why I'm so pumped up about feeling good and having fun. It also feels really good to feel good and have fun. So, you know, unless you're masochistic, which is okay too, but I'm not, and I like to feel good. So I invite you to play with that. And give yourself permission to have fun too. There's, I'm referring to my notes, by the way, if you guys see me looking down a bunch. Giving ourselves permission to feel good and have fun, that sometimes is like the biggest hurdle, where it's like, I don't feel worthy, or I'm not allowed to. I need to take care of everybody else before I take care of myself. Or if I feel good, then I feel really guilty because what X, Y, Z. So it takes a commitment to giving ourselves permission. Once again, this commitment piece of feeling good and being happy, commit to giving yourself permission to feel good. If you need to, like, just tell yourself, like Fawn told me to, you know, my coach ordered me to give myself permission to feel good. Whatever you have to do to really live into that commitment, do it. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you. So it's kind of like at the gym, you know, if you don't feel like doing pushups, but your personal trainer's there telling you like, okay, give me 20, you know, you could say no, but probably not. So if you need that kind of like mentality around feeling good and giving yourself permission to feel good, then just think of me as your fun personal trainer. Some of the ways that I weave this intentionally into my day, the having fun and feeling good, is I wake up and I listen to music that I really love, like right out the gate. Sometimes that's, a lot of the time it's Paul Simon, but sometimes that's electronic music that I really like. Usually it's something that's super uplifting, something that has positive memories to it. So start your day with some fun music, watch some comedy, right? Like watch some comedy on the, if you're standing in line or if you're just, you know, waiting for dinner to cook or whatever, laugh. Like laughter is such a connective force to our joy. So anything you can do to laugh. One of my favorite things to do to laugh is just literally be really silly and not really care what people think. So I'll do things to make myself laugh, whether it's by myself or with other people. I really appreciate the like not taking myself so seriously. So I'll like intentionally do that and I'll crack myself up. So play with that. fun hobbies, hanging out with friends. Again, anything that you can do intentionally to weave into your day to start feeling good. It's going to start raising that vibration up to a place where your whole system is going to start exploding with this like prosperous, thriving energy. And that's, I think, why we're all here, is to live a life that we feel fired up about and feel really good about. So that is theme number one, is the fun, feeling good pleasure. I would love to open up the floor to each of you to share, if you feel comfortable. If you don't, that's okay, you can pass. But starting again in the same order, what is something that you can do to either give yourself more permission to have more fun, or something you can weave into your day that will feel really good and help you to feel more happiness and pleasure? And I will start with, it looks like Sylvia's kind of first in line. Sylvia, would you like to share? Are you willing to share?
Okay. I think I just unmuted myself.
Great.
Let's see. I'm still trying to think. Probably incorporating maybe the fun music at the beginning of the day. Sometimes I get up, and when I do a little dancing, so I tap dance, and so if I go through some of my fun songs at the beginning of the day, that really helps. So I liked what you said about that.
Yeah. Nice. I love that. Yay. I'm glad you connect with that. I actually took a program from Ty Lopez. I'm guessing a lot of you have seen his ads everywhere, but I took his program a few years back, and he talked about this lifestyle of like tap dancing out of bed in the morning because you're so excited about your life. And I was like, really? You know, like, do people really do that? Now I get it. I'm like, yeah, I get to live that. But that just kind of connected for me and what you were saying about tap dancing. I'm like, tap dancing out of bed. I love it. Thank you for sharing. That's exciting. I like that. All right. Miss Paula, would you be willing to share either a way that you can give yourself more permission to have fun and feel good, or a way that you can weave that into your everyday or your days?
Sure. I have been, well, we talked about this one-on-one, but I have been really working on putting myself first, like taking care of myself first, because that's not the way I was raised. It's always you take care of. Oh. Are you still there?
Sorry. Yes, you dropped out for just a second.
Sorry. So it doesn't, like, what that means at any particular time varies widely, but when I start to think about, like, I realized in my head, I'll say to myself, oh, you can't do that because, or you can't do that until, or, you know, you can't say no to that or whatever, then I stop myself and say, no, put yourself first. And then I might say no, or I might say yes, but realize I'm choosing that because I want to do it, not because I feel like I have to take care of everybody else. And it doesn't mean I don't take care of people, but I take care of myself first. And it's been really just lifted my whole life to a different level, because I don't think I would have ever really had permission to be that, what people would call selfish, and realize that's not selfish. That's just realistic. You have to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Paula just touched on something that will also be a theme throughout this, which is self-care, self-love, the importance of that. We were recently talking about the oxygen mask. You know, if we don't put the oxygen mask on ourselves first, then we're of no use to anybody else around us. So thank you for sharing that, Paula. And I'm so happy that that's making such a big difference in your life. And for the rest of you, I invite you to try that on and play with it. Putting yourself first and putting that oxygen mask on before you put it on anyone else. Yeah. Thank you, Paula. All right. Next up is Patricia. Patricia, would you be willing to share maybe a way that you can give yourself more permission to feel good, or something you can do daily or often?
Yeah, sure. So not necessarily permission. I think my first step really has to be figuring out exactly what it is that does feel good. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, lots of things do throughout the day give me that good feeling, make me feel, you know, lit up. But I forget about them so quickly. Like, if you were to ask me, you know, what really, like, you know, lights your candle, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I would go blank. But if you told me, you know, what annoys you, I'd have like a, you know, a list 12 foot long. So I think something that I really want to start doing, like you just said, is to kind of, when I'm feeling good, sit in that moment and think to myself, you know, this is good. This feels good. This makes me feel closer to the person that I think I'm supposed to be. Maybe even write it down, just kind of, you know, take inventory so I can give myself permission to feel that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I love that. So starting with that awareness piece of, ooh, I'm feeling good. What's going on here? You know? Yeah. Great. And I encourage you to write it down. I think that's a really great way. Like a pleasure journal is an awesome thing to have. Some, you know, like a fun journal, pleasure journal, whatever you want to call it. And start that running list, right? It will, whatever we put our attention on is what grows and manifests in our lives. And you just brought up a really good example, illustrative example of that, where like the things that annoy you might be, you know, like super, super long list, but then what makes me feel good? So that awareness, and then starting to build that list of what makes you feel good, and just shifting over, then that, it's almost like the sun, right? You're kind of like the light that will then make the garden grow, the garden of things that make you feel good. So yeah, thanks for that share. That's awesome. Okay, let's see here. I think we've got Miss Carla. Would you be willing to share? I think that's you. Yeah, 208. Carla, you're muted. You might be busy right now. Okay, I'll move on to Nicole here. Nicole, would you be willing to share either how you can give yourself more permission to feel good, or some specific, an example of weaving that into your daily routine?
I'm not sure if it's exactly what you're looking for, but I'll share because that's what came up. Cool. For me, a lot of the times I feel good when I feel like I'm using my strengths. A lot of the time that comes out, I'm seeking that at work. And I also find that a lot of the times when I'm using my strengths at work, I'm having a great time, but I get home and I'm really, really exhausted. So I think just being more mindful of, like just because you're using your strengths and you're happy in the moment, just being mindful of the impact that that might have on the other areas of my life, and just kind of making sure that I set aside some energy for things outside of work that can also bring me joy and maybe leave me less exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I like that. So an awareness around where it's allocated, and making sure that you have some energy for the other parts of your life that are not just work, right? Good for you. I like that a lot. Are there any specific actions that you could take? Like, do you want to write that down, or have just like a reminder of some sort to do that, to save energy?
I don't know yet. So okay. I'm also working on being better at commitments to myself, because a lot of things sound like a really good idea. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start doing that. And then I'm like, actually, now I have a list of 20 things I'm supposed to do. Right. And so now none of them are going to happen. So before I commit to it, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to put it in my backlog and figure out where it fits.
Great. Love it. Okay. Perfect. You're aware of it, and you're such a go-getter that I have no doubt in my mind that you'll start to achieve that balance. That's also something in module 1.2, we start talking about balance and how to, like, some tips and tricks, because we're all super busy, or a lot of us are really busy, and how to be, like, really in flow with our lives in a way that's not detracting from things that we care about, or tapping us dry of our energy. So we'll be talking about that too in a couple of weeks, but thank you. That was a really good point that you made. Excellent. Marae, would you be willing to share a way that you might be able to give yourself more permission?
Yeah. Yes, right. Definitely. Actually, as I'm listening to everybody talking, I remembered one of the things I've always put importance on for me is staying fit, being in shape. So I've made a commitment to working out every morning. And that's something I look forward to, waking up in the morning and just literally it's the first thing I do, just throw on my workout clothes and either go take a class at the gym or go walk my dog outside, whatever it is. And sometimes if I don't feel like it for whatever reason, I give myself permission to like sleep in that morning. But it's something that I do on a regular basis, like every week. I don't do it every, like 7 days a week or anything, but at least 3 or 4 times a week. So it's, I've always liked working out first thing in the morning because it's inevitable after work. I don't have enough energy for it. So
yeah,
I've always been more of a morning person anyway, so mm-hmm. that works for me.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so you know yourself, you know what helps you feel really good, which is that morning workout. And so you're setting yourself up for success by choosing that morning workout instead of the evening, which maybe won't happen. And it's something that really feels good for you. So exactly, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Starting our days with intention, starting the day with some awesome music or a motivational tape or a meditation or a book. This is kind of a tangent, but you bring up a really good point here in that oftentimes we wake up and the first thing we do, if we're all in the digital era, which I think we are, we reach for our phone. We check our email, we check our text messages, we jump on Reddit or Facebook or Snapchat or whatever our drug of choice is on our phones. And we start our days with that. And I get it. It's tempting, right? We wake up and we're like, what is the world doing? What are all the things I have to do today? I understand that. And I have personally found that when I integrate at least 5-minute buffer when I wake up to give myself permission to wake up, do my gratitudes. I'll do 5 gratitudes every morning to myself, or if I have a friend staying, or if I'm with friends or family, I'll express my gratitudes at breakfast or over coffee, starting my day with intention so that I'm not the slave of my day. And I think that for me, and a lot of the literature supports this, that if we start our days out feeling like we are dominated by an external force, like the phone or our calls or our email or whatever, we feel super disempowered. And our whole day starts off on this really stressful, kind of manicky feeling. And we immediately relinquish our power over our agency for the day. So one of the things I invite you ladies to do, very much in tandem with this feeling good and having fun, is to start a morning practice. And it doesn't have to be an hour. It can be, an hour long morning practice is awesome, but it can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 minutes. And start with some great music, read something empowering, give yourself some cred for being alive and being a human in this world. Think about some things that make you happy, reflect on a positive memory. All of these things are tools at your disposal to really help you raise your vibration first thing in the day before you walk out into the barrage of what's out there in the world. So, and going to the gym and working out is a really, really, really great thing to do in the morning. So thank you so much for speaking to that. That's a really good one. Okay. Looks like I've got Paula's hand up. Carla. Carla, would you like to do a share? Your hand is raised. Maybe not. Okay. Let's see here. So who's the Sam, whoever the Samsung number is, would you like to share anything about how you might be able to give yourself permission to have more fun or how you can weave that into your day?
Sure. I am without a doubt the stingiest person I know, if I have to admit that. And lately I've been giving myself more permission to just, relax, enjoy small little things that gives me pleasures. And, you know, if it means watching a movie at the cinemas with my husband and some friends instead of just sitting at home, I try to do that. It's simple. It's not a lot, but you know, believe it or not, sometimes I've struggled to spend some money in the past. So yeah, that's something I've been trying to do.
Yeah. Awesome. So giving yourself permission to do some fun things that might require a few bucks, but ultimately give you a lot of pleasure.
And not always sticking to the plan.
Right. Yeah. Being a little more flexible around that. Yeah. Great. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. And we will talk about that as a group when we get to money stories, money mindsets, giving ourselves permission to invest in ourselves and do fun things for ourselves. We will certainly talk about that. And am I seeing that Femi's on here? Hey, nice to see you. Would you like to do a share around how you can give yourself more permission to feel good and be happy?
Sure. Awesome. Hi, guys. So the thing that I was thinking about was actually I love drawing and painting. And so I think that, I mean, it's hard to find time during the day because I usually like to draw and paint like in natural light and I'm working and stuff, but I would like to make more time to do that during the day.
Nice. So you've got that artistic creative drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love that. Is there a part of your day that you can think of right now where you could fit that in, like where you could be committed to fitting that in, or maybe in your week?
Yeah. Maybe I don't know. I'd have to really think about this. I'm thinking like maybe if I get home from work a little bit earlier, like 3 around then, it's like still light enough for me to be able to draw. Like before there's this like little sliver of time between work and working out that I have. So maybe in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. I love that. Mm-hmm. So I will support you. We will support you in doing that. So know that you have all of our energy going toward you in those moments where you might be like, oh, I got to rush to my workout. Just pull out a pencil, do some sketching. That's awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
Let's see here. And Lisa, I haven't heard from you yet, right? You're on the permission to have fun.
Hi.
Hey.
For me, what I've been letting myself make time for is going for walks in the morning. Fortunately, I'm taking my daughter to school, and so I'm up and out of the house by 8 o'clock. And the amazing fall weather in North Idaho and the amazing alleys that we have in our little town have been calling me. And so I've been getting out and walking, and that's just been so good for my soul. My intention has been to get out and do more walking around town all summer, but I've been waiting for someone to do it with me. And so now I have my dog and we drop off Lena, my daughter, at school, and we've been going for walks even when it's really chilly. And on those walks, I'm a photographer, so it's kind of like a working walk, and I feel like I can accomplish a couple of things at the same time by getting in some shots and scouting for locations for photo shoots. And sometimes I don't even bring my camera or my phone. I just let myself walk and enjoy the beauty that I'm surrounded by. So that has been making me feel really good. And then I'm home by, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I feel like I've actually started my day with accomplishing a little bit of exercise and soul nourishment and a little bit of work at the same time. So that's really good.
Yeah, love that so much.
Yeah.
Getting outside, getting some movement, expressing your creativity. That's all good things. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Okay.
Fun, can you hear me?
Is that Carla?
Yes.
Hi.
I kept pushing the mute button, but it wouldn't do anything. So then I hung up and got back on again.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you back. All right. Yeah.
I'm here.
Wait. So let's hear from you. How would you like to have infuse more fun or pleasure, or happiness into your day?
I'm a pleasure junkie.
I know you
and
are.
Fun junkie. My mornings, we get up really early. This morning I was up at 3:30, not by choice. My husband woke me up and I didn't go back to sleep. But I love the morning time, and I usually work out in some form. If it's like in my house, and I'll have a little dance party to warm up, my own little dance party, or I go to dance class in the morning. I just make sure like my morning time is carved out for me, and I have plenty of time to do that. Go snowshoeing in the wintertime, or skiing, or walk and check out the snow crystals. And or this morning it was pretty amazing. I hung out with my husband. We usually have coffee together in the morning, and I had him tell me all his like attributes about himself that he loved about himself. So we were both like kind of getting off with each other on it, just like I was, you know, building him up, but also just like in this really beautiful place of admiring and acknowledging him in that beautiful light. We hadn't done that before. That was a new one. It was really fun.
Wow. That is, all of that is so good. I love it.
Oh, a big one that's really great is Abraham. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Fair of you, right? I listen to Abraham in the morning sometimes while I'm working out.
Yeah. For those of you who are not familiar, right? Abraham Hicks, look into Abraham Hicks. It's a little controversial. Take what you want from it.
Yes.
There's a lot of amazing value in it. I listen to Abraham actually a lot before I go to sleep. I don't necessarily agree with all the who, what's going on there, but it's still really powerful stuff. So that's a great
thing. Yeah.
Really empowering. So yeah, thank you for your share, Carla. That's awesome. I'm glad you.
Yes. Thank you.
I love that you set your mornings aside for yourself. That was really,
yeah,
you say that, and like how much you claim that, you know, and as I hope all of you can hear how empowering that is to claim our mornings for ourselves. Yeah.
If I don't do it, it's like my day isn't the same. You know, it's like, if I don't feed myself in that way, I feel a little, yeah, gypped.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Awesome. Thanks, lady. All right, I'm going to mute you again. Okay.
Don't mean to interrupt. I got to run because it is 10:30 Atlanta time and I got to be up early, but thank you, ladies.
Totally. Thank you so much, Nicole. Thanks for being on with us. Sleep well.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for all of your shares, ladies. It's so amazing to round robin like that. I feel like we're all kind of sitting around a campfire right now just sharing how we can have more fun in our lives, which is awesome. So we have, I'm seeing about 30 minutes left, so I'm going to cruise through some of the other things I wanted to cover today. Before I do that, does anybody have any questions? I hope I didn't leave anybody in a state of confusion. Okay, good. All right. So the next thing, which is totally related, so I won't go into this too much, but as you'll read in the welcome module for the course, something else I talk about is falling in love with yourself. And that ties in really well with the having fun and feeling really good, putting your oxygen mask on first. Falling in love with ourselves is something that we are not necessarily taught to do in this society as women or even as humans. There's all this messaging around like it's selfish to love ourselves, or it's self-centered, or it's snobby, or it's egoic, or whatever. And it's not. Loving ourselves is our relationship with ourselves is the most important relationship that we will ever have. And falling in love with ourselves is the best kind of love we can have, because we can't give what we don't have anything to give of or from. So if I'm sitting here shaming myself, shooting on myself, beating myself up, telling myself all this crappy crap about who I am and how much of a failure I am or how I'm not getting it right, how is that going to affect my subconscious and my soul? And how is that going to affect the way that I see the world, right? So the world is really, it's a mirror of what we have in our inner world, we'll see in the outer world. So when we're full of love and we're full of compassion for ourselves and we embrace that we are human and we are totally valid and we're totally worthy and we deserve as much love as possible, when we really, really fill that up and feel that way, trust me, people notice and everything changes. The way we look at the world, things go from looking really drab to looking like, oh my God, look at that flower in the concrete sidewalk. Or, wow, that guy just flipped me off in his car. I hope he's doing okay. So when we're feeling good about ourselves, it really affects the way that we experience the world. It affects the experience that we have on the world. So self-love, this is going to be in module 3, but I wanted to touch on it briefly here as a reminder and as another thing to really commit to. Committing to loving ourselves it's so important. Easier said than done, right? Because there's layers of conditioning that are like piled up on us like bricks. But we'll be talking about how to increase our self-love. And one of the things, or a couple of things to mention here for you to experiment with and play with in the next couple of weeks, or forever actually, is to be aware of the way that you talk to yourself. In my experience, when I find myself, like if I do something that I'm not very proud of, or I don't get it right, or whatever, I don't achieve the thing I'm going for when I wanted to, I will tend to have some pretty icky thoughts about myself. I'll be like, God, like what's wrong with you? You know, like, just all of the negative chatter that happens as a result. And thankfully I have the resources now to remember like, oh crap, I'm going into like a self shaming spiral and that is no good. And that's not going to get me anywhere. It's definitely not going to motivate me in a healthy way. And I simply don't deserve it. And so I remind myself to check in and ask, is this how I would speak to my loved ones? Is this how I would speak to like the kiddos that I love in my life? Is this how I would speak to my best friend? Is this how I would speak to anybody? No, the answer is no. I would never utter the things that my inner chatter says about myself to anybody else, especially people that I love. So when that happens, if you find yourself feeling crappy about yourself or shaming yourself or shooting on yourself, please, please, please be easy on yourself and remember that you are lovable and you're worthy and you are a flower and you filling your own cup is so, so important. So be mindful of the way that you talk to yourself. Just ask yourself, how would I talk to my daughter? How would I talk to my best friend? How would I talk to somebody I love very much? And start talking to yourself like that. Talk to yourself like you love yourself. There's some interesting stuff that goes on with our ego and it tries to convince us that somehow we're an exception and we don't deserve to be loved because we're the exception. And no, we're not. Like, we deserve to be loved. So, I mean, we're exceptions in good ways, but we're not the exception in the sense where we deserve any for like more punishment or shaming than anybody, you know, than anybody else does. So please be nice to yourselves. Be compassionate. I know I mentioned self-compassion on the last call and I'll mention it again. Kristen Neff's videos are amazing. She's got a great TED talk. She talks about self-compassion and talks about how scientifically speaking, like we're brought up in this really competitive society where if we don't win, we fail. And if we don't get good grades, then we get bad grades. So there's all this like kind of polarizing and like right, wrong is a very, there's like no middle area of like, oh, I'm okay whether I ace the test or whether I fail it. Like I'm still me and I'm still worthy. That's not how we're taught to think about ourselves. So Kristen Neff addresses this and she talks about how scientifically, if we beat ourselves up and we shame ourselves and we make ourselves wrong, we are actually damaging our ability to accomplish really amazing things in our lives and to feel good about ourselves and to have a healthy relationship with success and with dream design and things like that. So self-compassion, on the other hand, where we are able to look at ourselves and say, well, okay, didn't do as well as I wanted to that time. What can I do differently next time? You know, and like, oh yeah, I'm human. It's okay. I heard a phrase once that it's okay to make mistakes as long as they're new ones. And that's also kind of a cool little phrase. So just remembering that you deserve to be kind to yourself. And the kinder you are and the more loving you are, the better you're going to feel and the better impact you're going to have on the world. And Paula actually touched on this really well earlier in her share. So thank you for that, Paula. So self-love, one of the action items that I invite you to do this week, ladies, and this could tie in with what we just shared around having fun and feeling good, is something I call, or I don't call it this, Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way, which is a 12-week artist's creative workbook and experiential workbook. It's really awesome. But she has the participants do something that she calls self-dates. And so this is something I invite you to do every week or multiple times a week. And what you're going to do is you're going to take yourself on a date. And I mentioned this briefly on the last call. This is just a reminder to set aside an hour and go to the coffee shop or go on a walk down the alley or any of the things that you mentioned in terms of having fun totally qualifies as a self-date. Point being to treat yourself with the same love and the same interest and the same enthusiasm you would as you would your kiddos, your friends, your lover, your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever. So treating yourself really well. This is the theme, the name of the game here. And from this, from building self-love, the things that we build on top of that, like discovering our purpose or playing or experimenting with what our passions are or adventuring or getting out of our comfort zones, all of that is going to grow out of this self-love. And if this isn't here first, it's going to be really hard to know who we are, where we're going, and what we're building moving forward. So love yourselves. Makes sense. Are there any questions related to self-love? Anybody want to share, get some coaching around it? Okay. Seems like everyone's following along. Cool. All righty. So another thing I want to mention here, just in terms of kind of the logistics, is, and this goes hand in hand with self-compassion, one foot in front of the other. I think a lot of us tend to want to rush through a lot of things or like get to the destination or get to the thing, get to the, have it figured out or get the job or discover what our purpose is. And there's this urgency. There's a sense of like, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to hurry up. You know, like my parents are asking me about it. My spouse is asking me about it. Like, what are you doing? Why don't you have a job? So in the name of self-compassion and in the name of the natural way of the universe, I invite you to take things one step at a time and to give yourself permission to really step forth fully with each step. We can't, I said this to somebody the other day and they started cracking up, but we can't eat an entire pizza without making it first, right? Like aside from ordering it out, if we have all our ingredients on the table and we just sit there and look at them, we're like, God, why isn't there a pizza? I really want to eat this pizza. It sounds ridiculous, right? We have to actually put the ingredients together, turn the oven on, put the pizza in the oven, and then voila, we get some pizza. But there's time required to do that. And there's a process required. The dough has to, you know, the yeast, I still don't know what goes on with dough. I, for the life of me, can't even make a pizza crust, but something magical happens with the yeast and the dough and the flour and the water. And if without that time and without that process, then we just get this big blob of stuff and it's not pizza. So silly analogy, I understand, but it goes for personal development as well. So please be compassionate with yourself about expecting to like have your life figured out overnight. It's the point of this isn't to arrive at this like, oh, like I figured it out. That will happen multiple times in your life. Like purpose isn't a destination. Purpose is the journey, really. And we'll be talking about that more, of course, throughout the course, but to remember that there is nowhere to get to. Like right now is all there is, and right now is the jam. So have fun in this moment and see what you can notice about this moment that's beautiful, even if it feels really crappy. Like I love to challenge myself to feel into frustration sometimes. I'll be like, God, that person pissed me off, but I'll be like, but at least I'm alive to be pissed off at that person and like learn how to control my emotions and stuff. So the moment is the journey. The moment is the jam. That's why we're here. So, one foot in front of the other, be easy on yourselves. As long as you're moving forward, as long as you are making progress, that's what's up. Like there's no right or wrong or speed limit or like speedometer that you need to be looking at along the way. Do what feels in rhythm and right for you. Make sense? Thumbs up? Sweet. All right. So let's see. A couple more things. Maybe we'll do a share to kind of wrap out here. I'm seeing that we're quarter till the hour. Let's segue into a share. I think that'll be a good way to kind of close this out. So in the Getting Started workbook, that fillable workbook that's a part of the Welcome module, on page 9, which is the second to last page, I realized that I didn't number my pages, so I'm going to start doing that. Sorry, guys. There's questions around, what are your intentions? What are your goals in this course? What's been holding you back? What is your non-negotiable goal for this course or this experience? So there's a lot of power in sharing our intentions. When we keep them to ourselves, we kind of get a little get out of jail free pass or a hall pass to not really follow through. But when we tell other people, there's a ton of power in that. There's accountability. There's the support of knowing that, I told my coach I'm going to do this thing, so I'm going to do the thing now, whereas left to my own devices, maybe I would procrastinate or like make up reasons not to do it. So sharing is a really great way to reinforce the positive habits or new habits that we may be developing around shifting our lives, creating new goals, making steps toward those goals. So I would love to, for those of you who are willing to share either why you're here in this course. I know it's a really broad question, so to narrow it down, what is one of your non-negotiable goals for being together in this program or as a one-on-one client or in the program in general? What is a non-negotiable goal you have with yourself? Non-negotiable meaning this is something that you're committed to. This is something that you're super committed to working on at the rate that you can to get closer to what it is that you are, desiring for yourself. So it might be an internal component of like, I want to be more optimistic. I'm a total Debbie Downer and I'm always seeing the glass as empty. So it could be something internal like that, or it could be something that's more action related. Like I want to call 3 people who inspire me and ask them to be my mentors or to do an interview with me. So it can be anything, but something that is non-negotiable for you that you feel some energy around, like a little bit of that, or maybe a lot of that stretchy energy that feels a little scary, but it's something that you want so much that you're willing to commit to it. So for those of you, I don't know if I mentioned this on the last call, but sometimes I'll use like this color rating system where green is like, whew, like I feel really safe. Like I'm chill. Right. And then yellow is like, this is I'm a little bit nervous here. I'm feeling kind of tense and nervous. Orange is like, ooh, this is really stressful. I'm really scared. Like for me, that's performing in front of people, like singing in front of people. I'm like, this is orange. This is super scary. And then red is just like petrifying. Red is like bungee jumping for me or something. So there's this like spectrum of the edge that we can kind of live on or lean into. And I know where my growth zone is. My growth zone is like right around the orange to red zone, where I'll put myself in situations or I'll commit or I'll say, this is my goal. And it's in a zone that's really uncomfortable. But once I do the thing, I'm like, yes, like that's awesome. It feels like such a big accomplishment. So whatever zone you're in, what is your non-negotiable goal? And what is one step that you can take in the next 2 weeks that you will take in the next 2 weeks to get closer to that goal? And it can be a baby step, it can be a big step, whatever feels right for you. Non-negotiable goal and one step you can take. Let's start with Carla. Carla, would you be willing to share? I'll give you a minute to find the mute button.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, it's like I have to push buttons. Okay. They're number buttons. It's part of the call or something. The Zoom thing.
Star 9.
Star nine is a wave. Yeah. I figured that out.
Okay, maybe star 7. I'm sorry. I should be more on top of this.
I got it.
Okay.
A big one for me, I guess, the non-negotiable is being I'm in a, for everybody to know, I'm in a life coach training program. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of exploring this path for a while now, but not in this particular way I'm doing now. And the biggest thing is setting time aside for study and to practice with people. And so these last few weeks, 3 weeks now, I've completely made a commitment to myself that I'm actually going to schedule people in and make this happen, people that I'm practicing with. And that was a big one for me because it was like really uncomfortable. Am I going to do this right? All the little thoughts would come up around it. But like stepping through that and really deciding that I'm just going to do this and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And it's been really fun and inspiring and amazing. And I get fed so much from it. So it's like the biggest part of it for me right now, I'm finding, because I'm like, oh, I'm enjoying this. But is to take that time, because I'm so into my self-care time. My self-love and self-care, the way, I feed myself, that taking time, like finding the balance in my schedule to do all of this is like a big challenge for me. Mm. I can be a little scattered and ADD in some respects. Mm. So really making that happen, like committing to it. Okay, I'm scheduling this in and I'm actually following through with it. So at one point I was asking for help for people to hold me accountable, but then I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to hold myself accountable and make this happen. So it's been happening, but I still feel like I need to be held, in it, because there's that part of me that strays because it's fun and play, and that other piece is so enticing to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the challenge, continuously just going on the path of really challenging myself, because I think I went through I was in a big place of really being comfortable and relaxed and, mm-hmm. Just kind of coasting in my life. Now this is trying on something entirely differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I love that. So holding yourself accountable, scheduling it in, committing to it, all good things. Good for
that's
you.
That's all my, that's like non-negotiable at this point.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. And did you have a specific measurable number associated with that? Did I hear you say 3 people or?
Right now I'm trying doing 3 at a time because I want to do it in the mornings because, well, it's not actually, it doesn't have to be that. I mean, I could try 4, but 3 feels like it fits in my work
good.
Day.
Yeah.
In my pleasure and in
perfect
that focus time. Yes.
Gotcha.
Study time.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, great. So between this call and the next call, I'm excited for you to do at least 3 sessions with people and practice your coaching skills.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. It's great.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Femi, would you be interested, willing to share? Love it. All right.
Yes. Hi. So I would like to be in a new job, I think, is like really important to me, and also have like the blog that I'm working on be growing, like we talked about earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking an actionable step, at least for the blog thing, is I'm trying to commit to reaching out to someone, like another blogger, like once a day. Just to say like, yeah, hey, I really enjoy your stuff. Like, can we connect or collaborate or like whatever?
Yeah.
And then I don't really know what to do about the, like, the job situation, just because it's like, I can apply to jobs, but that has kind of felt like a black hole. So, I don't know, but like, that's something that I'm like definitely wanting to put energy towards.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Okay. Is there anything that we can do to support you or any accountability that you would like around reaching out to one person a day?
Right. I think it probably would just work for like the next, whenever, like if we meet like again, you know, like to just like have that check-in of like,
cool,
how did this week go, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Love that. Awesome. Thanks for that share. I feel so excited when you talk about your blog. I'm like, yes. Yay. Awesome. All right. Let's see here. Who is up next? Paula, would you be willing to share?
Sure. I started this process because I lost a job that in a lot of ways was good riddance. I was trying to figure out like next steps to take the things that I'd enjoyed about different jobs and keep those and move forward, but not fall into the things that I'd hated about various jobs I've had. And so now I have a new job that I just started a month ago.
Yay.
And in the next 2 weeks, yeah. And I can feel those same patterns coming up. So my commitment for the next 2 weeks is to continue being aware of when those things that have like made me frustrated or made me hate a job in the past are coming up, to be aware of it and to take care of it right then, not to just, you know, tell myself that it'll work out or be afraid to speak up, to set my boundaries, to do it. And, to make sure that this job is what I want and not just what I'm putting up with because I feel like I have to.
Yeah. Good for you. Love that. Boundaries, doing things differently, as we talked about a couple days ago, but right. Making a stand for what you want and not settling, and which goes hand in hand with self-love and giving ourselves permission to want what we want. So great. Love that. Is there anything that we can do to support you or accountability at all?
No, I think just being part of the group, I will be aware because at least every couple of weeks I will be thinking, what did I say the last time? I better make sure that I've, you know, like I can't just go into autopilot because there's built-in accountability. So, and it also sounds like there are other people in the group that are going through the same kind of like career change, trying to find things that are more fulfilling, not just a way to earn money, but be, you know, make it what you want to be. And that's very encouraging to me. I'd like to thank you all for feeling like a tribe already, even though I've just met you, that I feel like there's a common, like people understand what that is. And, that I have like, people behind me that realize that that's important and it's okay to not, you know, to want something that actually makes you feel good and not just something that pays the bills.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah, heck yes for that. That's what we're taking a stand for, and I'm so glad that you feel understood and supported. And I hope the rest of you are feeling that or beginning to feel that we are in this together and we're not alone. You know, we're not alone. So thanks for sharing that, Paula. And it's amazing. Like I was saying, just knowing that we're going to check in with the group or like check in with our coach or our personal trainer. Knowing that can help kick us into gear in those moments where we may want to kind of fall back on our own old patterns. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Yeah, thank you for that. Sure. That's great. Let's see here. Who else here? Marae, would you be willing to share a non-negotiable goal and a step that you'd be willing to take?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's been an interesting journey the last few months. I've been doing so much reading that I feel like I opened up a Pandora's box now.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It answered a lot of questions. It made a lot more other questions pop up. But I feel like I have been changing my outlook on what I thought was non-negotiable before, I think. So this is one of those, I'm in that stage of what really is non-negotiable. Almost seems like everything is sort of negotiable sometimes. But yeah, I'm actually in the, I feel like I'm in the middle of trying to figure that out, that part out. What I thought was something I really, really wanted like 6 months ago may have changed. I'm in that same boat of the whole, I want a more fulfilling job. That was one of my non-negotiables before, but maybe it's something that I need to rethink. I don't know. I really do appreciate the whole accountability thing with the group. But yeah, I really have to think hard about that one.
Yeah. And I really respect and appreciate your honesty with that and not necessarily jumping the gun or saying, oh, this is non-negotiable when it doesn't really feel true for you. In fact, that reminds me that some things that I claimed at the beginning of this year for the first time really, really, really claimed in my life was being true and honest with myself. That was my non-negotiable. Like that was kind of my theme for 2017 was this inner peace of being true and honest with myself. And it's not easy all the time, but in what you had just shared, it shows me that you have a commitment to being honest with yourself. And, you know, in saying like, I don't know what's non-negotiable, that's your truth right now. That's your honesty. And I respect and revere that so much. So, thank you for that share. And it was a good reminder for me to invite all of us to step into being honest with ourselves and true to ourselves. That could be the non-negotiable, you know, and it's amazing how scary it can be, but I promise that's the most rewarding path to take. So thank you for that reminder. And we'll check in. Yeah, we'll check in next time to see if what clarity has come up around the non-negotiables for you and see if something's clarified. Awesome. All right. Let's see here. Miss Patricia, would you be open to share?
Yes. So something that I really want to start figuring out is kind of what I touched on earlier, was figuring out what makes me feel good and tapping into what feels right and inspiring for me. And like everybody else or many other people on the call as well, which is an interesting thing to hear, is kind of that unrest we have with our current careers. And wanting something more, definitely that resonates with me. So my non-negotiable goal is to reach out to 3 people that inspire me and try to facilitate a conversation, whether it be in person or over the phone. And I'd like to do this by Thanksgiving. So I'd like to, you know, I'm giving myself a due date.
Nice.
And and I don't know necessarily exactly who those 3 people are going to be. Just exploring a little bit more about maybe, you know, entrepreneurs in Chicago has lots of great resources and great people to kind of tap into. So something I'm going to be exploring and we will see what that brings. I think just having an interesting conversation is a worthy cause in and of itself. If it leads to some clarity, then that's even better.
Yeah. Woo. Love that. Oh, that's so exciting. Cool. Yeah. So Thanksgiving, I mean, keep us posted, but on Thanksgiving or by that time, we will definitely be checking in with you around who you've been talking to and what you've been learning.
Excellent.
Cool. All right. Thank you for that share. Sylvia, would you like to share your non-negotiables and a step you'll be taking?
So mine is also very similar to others. So just looking kind of in a period of transition and looking for work that would be more meaningful to me. I've seen a lot of examples recently of inspiring people who have created a career for themselves for something, you know, that they really value and, you know, help other people, kind of make the world a better place. So that's what I'm hoping to do is find, you know, find what makes me happy and create a career for myself through that. Still, you know, still deciding. So I can't say that I am ready to talk to people because I haven't quite decided, but I know I've been doing some market research online. Is that what you call market research? I don't know. Just some research online to people who do inspire me and see what they do, kind of what they've set up for themselves. And yeah, so just doing some research.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Awesome. That is a theme that I will be supporting every single one of all of us to do is to, that's how we learn. We learn so much faster when we reverse engineer how other people do things. So I love that you're at that phase where you're starting to do that research, the market research, and really find those inspiring people and say, hey, like, how did they do that? You know, and I'll be supporting you at least strongly in doing that outreach within the next, you know, couple of months at the latest. But that really is a really fun part of the process, talking to people and interviewing them and getting that info. So I'm glad you're beginning that process and doing the research. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Let's see here. Miss Lisa, would you be willing to share a non-negotiable and a step toward it?
Yes, I can do that. So my non-negotiable is to continue trying to build what I have finally aligned with as a new career, which is to pursue my passion as a photographer. And because it's really actually non-negotiable because I have some physical issues that are going on that are preventing me from doing my usual work. Mm-hmm. I work in kitchens and my hands are blowing out on me. And so I can't do the work that I've always done. And so I, you know, blessing in disguise, I have to create something new to support my life. And so I've got a little momentum going with this clothing collection that I started that I've been working on diligently. That is, I'm able to design clothes with my photography. And so I've made my first sales with that project. And yay. I'm in the middle of troubleshooting all the tech stuff right now as far as converting images into higher resolution files and so on and so forth, which has just been like crazy making for me because I am not a techie kind of person to this point, but I want to stay open to my learning curve and not, and not undermine myself because of my lack of experience in this realm, because I'm doing what I love. I'm good at it. I have passion for it. I've been packing a camera since 1976. So anyway, this whole new creation of what I'm doing for a living is really non-negotiable. And what I need to do more of, because I tend to isolate, and I'm quite a loner in a lot of respects, is I need to reach out to other people in the community who have actually offered to help me. And for some reason I haven't given that to myself. And so I guess that's the one thing that I will be reporting on to you ladies next time we connect is, I have two women who I should take their invitation to heart and reach out to them. Mm.
Awesome.
So that's my proactive step that I'm going to do. And then I'm also working with a close friend to help me figure out all this tech business that is keeping me from having a completely clean relationship with the company that I'm designing for.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being really patient and understand that I'm in this learning curve right now. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's what's going on for me right now.
Great.
Negotiables and
yeah. So if it's kind of like the phrase, if it's to be, it's up to me.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. It's in my lap in so many ways right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. So you said an interesting word that I caught, and I just want to, I guess, mirror this back is, you said there's two women who you should reach out to right now who have offered to help. I just heard the should word. So I am curious around, do you want to reach out to them, or does it feel like something like an obligation?
No, I do.
Okay.
I do. I just, you know, on a professional level, I'm not quite sure how to approach them. I'm overthinking it, definitely.
Mm.
So okay. I do want to reach out to them. Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So we will be here to support you in doing that and having some accountability and just knowing that you got this, you can do this. Reach out.
Thank you.
Thanks for that share. Yeah. Thank you. Let's see here. Karen, would you be willing to share if you're still here? I'm not sure, Karen, if you are still tuned in. Okay, I want to make sure that I didn't miss anybody here. I think I got us all. All right. Okay, I think I got all of us. My apologies if I skipped over someone unintentionally. I think everybody who was willing to did. Okay, terrific. Okay, thank you for those shares and your non-negotiables. One thing that I want to mention is, yes, the purpose of speaking this is because language brings things into existence. So by speaking it, we are all many, many steps closer to actually making these things happen. And then speaking it to a group and having the accountability brings us even closer. So I appreciate all of you in being willing to take a stand for what you want and speak it to the group. And it's very important for me to also mention that this isn't shame motivation, right? So if you find yourself in the moment of, I want to do the thing my non-negotiable, I want to do the thing, and you're not doing it for some reason, and you're like, oh, but the group's going to think I'm a loser, or the group's going to think I'm no good, or that I'm not committed. That's not the point here. Again, we're going to do our best with what we've got, and we're going to do our best to move forward, but we're human, and if we don't do what we set out to do, then we'll check in next time and we'll dig in and we'll say, okay, what happened? You know, how can maybe we do better or try a different angle? So the point of this is not to feel embarrassed or to feel shame or to feel like we are under the lens of the group. It's to feel uplifted and to feel supported and to feel celebrated in moving forward and taking that action. That's the most important thing. So important distinction there. So we are over time by a minute or 14. My apologies, ladies. Thank you for going over time with me here. I wanted to do a takeaway, but we do not have the time for that. I will do a much better job of keeping my eye on the clock next time. I think having 10 people on is a little bit different for me to gauge. So I'm learning with the rest of you. So if you'd be willing actually to post your takeaway in the Facebook group, your takeaway from today's call, anything that stood out or resonated, or maybe something you learned or something somebody shared that really resonated with you or inspired you, share that in the Facebook group or shoot me an email. It would be really cool to hear how you feel these calls are going. Any feedback is always really good. So let me know anything all the time. And on that note, I hope this call was really informative. I love the fact that there were many of us tonight and that it really just, it feels empowering for me. I hope that feels that way for you. We're like, we're in this round table or around this fire, or maybe we're all like knitting or I don't know what, we're dancing together. but we're together and we're together in this. And it's a great reminder that we're not alone and we can support each other. So thanks for being here. Send me feedback of any sort as we move forward, and go ahead and do the welcome packet materials. And that's kind of the, like, the here and now and covering where you're at so that you can kind of have a sense, a bird's eye view of moving forward, which what you're working with. So go ahead and do those materials. We'll review that on the next call, and then we'll talk about module one on the next call as well. So thank you all for being here. Before I close out, let me just see if there are any questions here at all or shares that anybody has. Okay.
Right. Just wanted to say thank you, Fawn.
Oh,
thank you so much.
That Carla, yeah. Thank you, Carla.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
I've learned how to use my phone through this, too, now.
We're all learning. Right now. Those of us who are maybe the later edge millennials. How do I use it? Awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm, my pleasure. Thank you for your gratitude. I received that. And it's, you know, this is my bliss. So thank you all for being a part of it. And let me know if you have any questions in the meantime or celebrations or challenges. I'm always here for you, ladies. And the next call, so the calls will be biweekly, and which means every 2 weeks. So the next one will be the Wednesday following this. I don't have a date on that at the moment, but I'll send out an email or five. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the first call to the degree that would be informative, but I will be traveling like a lot. I'll be traveling the world as we do these calls. So I get to take you guys with me to all sorts of fun places like LA and then Mexico and then who knows where after that. So I'm really so grateful for technology and being able to do this wherever I might be on the planet. And if for some reason I don't get back to your questions or something, it's probably because I'm traveling or I'm in a different time zone, but I'm usually really good at I don't know, within 48 hours responding or getting back. So I will keep you posted on my travels. I'm really grateful that I get to be with you in all these different spots. So on that note, have a wonderful night. Thanks again for being here. And I will wave you all. Aloha. Adios. Awesome. Good night, ladies.
Bye. Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.